Good morning. Hope you're all well this morning. I hope you've had a good night's sleep. My name is Sarah and I'm part of the community here, and I'd like to welcome you to our community morning meeting and prayers. Everything you need will be on the screen, but if you do want to follow the passage in the Bible, although it will be on the screen, it will be found on page 1178. 1178, and that's starting chapter 1, verse 12 of Philippians. Let's just come together in a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for the day ahead. Thank you for the challenges and the joy that will come our way. Thank you for all the promises you have made to us and the love you have for each and every one of us. Amen. So, as I said, our reading is from Philippians chapter 1, verse 12. Paul's chains advance the gospel. Now I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that what has happened to me has actually served to advance the gospel. As a result, it has become clear throughout the whole palace, guards, and to everyone else that I am in chains for Christ. And because of my chains, most of the brothers and sisters have become confident in the Lord and dare all the more to proclaim the gospel without fear. It is true that some preach Christ out of envy and rivalry, but others out of goodwill. The latter do not do so out of love, knowing that I am put here for the defense of the gospel. The former preach Christ out of selfish ambition, not sincerely supposing that they can stir up trouble for me while I am in chains. But what does it matter? The important thing is that in every way, whether from false motives or true, Christ is preached. And because of this, I rejoice. Yes, and I will continue to rejoice. So on reflection of all of this, obviously you always read a couple of versions of the Bible, and I just love the title and the message in the NIV. It's Paul's chains advance the gospel, but in the message it says they can't imprison the message, which I just thought was wonderful. So Paul is stuck in prison. He is in chains for Christ, but still speaking the name of Jesus to all who will listen. In fact, they are seeking him out because he is in prison for Jesus. They are curious. He knows that we all need to speak the name of Jesus and share the good news of the gospel. He understands that others will and need to share the name of Jesus in their own styles for their own reasons, some good and some for not so good. In this passage, he says, I don't care how or why they are sharing the name of Jesus, as long as they are speaking the truth in his name. There are lots of ways of sharing the name of Jesus, some you will like and some not so much, but they are still spreading the good name of Jesus. From Billy Graham to Dolly Parton to the Archbishop of Canterbury to your own vicar, minister, pastor, they all speak the name of Jesus to whoever they can. So I just pose a couple of questions to you, things to pray into. So there'll be a little bit of silence around this, where you can pray into. Who do you witness to? Who do you share your good news, stories of how Jesus is working in you, or situations around you or for you? Do you need help in shouting the name of Jesus to all who will listen? And I'm definitely needing a bit of help in shouting the name of Jesus. It doesn't come easy. It's not a... Some people just have the gift, don't they? And others, it's just tricky. And that. So I'll leave you some space. And then I'll draw it together with a little bit more. So I'm going to join us all together in a closing prayer, and then I've got a little video that I'll do a bit of an explanation about after the closing prayer. And then following the video, you are welcome to stay in the chapel, or you can head down to breakfast, which will be served shortly afterwards. Thank you for another day with you, Jesus. Thank you for the promises you made to us and keep every day through the sacrifice you made on the cross. Fill us with your Holy Spirit to go out and proclaim the good news of the gospel and the faithfulness of your love to all through your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So I'm going to leave you with a video of one of my favourite witnesses of the greatness of our Lord. And it's by an artist called Stormzy. And it's from 2019 and it's from Glastonbury, where he spoke of the glory of God. He gave all the praise to the Lord, to 100,000 people who probably only knew Jesus as a name to be used in frustration. But he continues to raise the awareness of Jesus by always giving the glory to God when he can. He witnesses to an audience that most people can only dream of. I give you Stormzy.
Help me out, please. We're going to take this to church. And we're going to give God all the glory right now. We're giving God all the glory right now. Let's go, man. Help me out. I'm blinded by your grace. Sing along.
Sing along.
I'm blinded by your grace, by your grace. I'm blinded by your grace.